recording has started.
Thanks.
Thank you very much.
Thank you so much.
Good morning, good afternoon to everyone. On today's call we have Olga Cavalli, Krista Papak, and from staff we have Rob Hogarth, Glenn de Saint-Géry, and myself, Gisela Gruber-White, and Victoria McEvedy has just joined us.
Welcome, Victoria.
Hi, Olga. Hi.
Hi.
Hi, all.
Good afternoon for you. Okay, thank you for joining this morning, this afternoon. Thank you, Krista. It's very early for you. I appreciate that. We have made a very interesting progress during this week. I am really very happy. And I would like to review with you where we are, what we need to hopefully finish our task, and also would like to review with you what to do in order to achieve the goal that this date that Chuck suggested. He said that in one of his emails after our conference call last Friday, he said that if we submit our draft document to the OSC by September the 10th, which is next Thursday, we would be able to put it on time to the board. Of course, Gina, so first and then to the board. So, I have been exchanging some emails and information with some of you and with our email list, and so far SS did send a complete document with a compiled document about his subtask one.
He has joined the call. Sorry.
Sorry.
SS has joined the call. Sorry, Olga.
Yeah, SS here. I'm hearing.
Great, SS.
I'm
welcome. Good afternoon.
I'm hearing. Good afternoon.
Thank you. Thank you for joining. And I was just reviewing where we are and what.
In fact, I was hearing you, Olga.
Okay.
I'm here for about 2 minutes in the meeting. I was hearing you, what you said, all.
Great.
Nice.
Just reviewing in general, and I would like to go through the subtask issues with you and see how can we move forward. We have comments from Chuck for Victoria's document, for SS document. I have been exchanging some information with Krista and Tony. And do we have Julie on the line? No.
No, Olga, no. Julie and Chuck are on a separate call. They are hoping that it will be over, but I'm not optimistic that will be over in 30
no,
minutes.
No, yes, Chuck told me, and that's okay. He has some conflicts today with 3 meetings at the same time. That's fine. I just wanted to check with her about subtask 4, but we can do that in our mailing list. So we could start with SS. SS, I saw your document. I just responded. I read it this morning. I think it's a very good document. I think Chuck was so kind to add some formatting changes, which I agree on them. So could you please tell us what you did and how you see us moving forward with your subtask?
Yeah, I did go through Chuck's this edits. I replied to him.
Yes, I
fully agree with him and appreciate it that in a short time he could do that. And I don't have any reservation because he could look from a little higher level than I prepared it. So that's very nice, fine. If any other WP member gives input, that's welcome. Otherwise, after the meeting, I'll correct my document with check edits. And circulate, check and go through whether I have incorporated whatever he has said.
Thank you
so
very much.
So from my side, it's all fine.
I think it's a great document. I read it. I saw Chuck's edits. I think your document and his edits are perfectly fine because they both make a more nicer document. So
yeah.
I totally agree with it. It would be good if the rest of the working team can take a look at it. It's not long. It's very easy to read, and it's very fine organized, so you won't have difficulties in reviewing it. And if you have any comments, it could be good to have them perhaps by Monday. Thank you, SS. Any questions, comments to SS?
Yes, I would just like to say,
Please, go ahead, Victoria.
I'd like to congratulate you on the work that you've done. It looks fantastic. I had a very quick read of it. I know I keep saying that I will do this, but I do have comments to make, and I'm afraid that I'm somewhat under the sort of snowed under a little, and I'll try and get to those in the next day or so. I'm at the moment working, of course, on the comments that have come in on subtask 1.2, but I will comment, SS, and thank you.
Thank you very much.
Well, Victoria, I'll wait for your comments and then incorporate all those things into my final document.
Thank you.
So please send it as quickly as you can. Could.
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you, Victoria. Any other comments or questions to SS? So, Victoria, we look forward to seeing all your comments. And can you tell us, you received comments from Michael. You, Victoria, going to subtask 1.2, you received comments from myself, from Michael, from Chuck also.
Yes, I've had comments from most
Connie.
Members of the working group,
okay.
And I'm currently working through all comments and incorporating them, looking to identify the common issues, working different opinions into the draft. And I'm afraid this is something that needs care and consideration to do it well, and I'm actually working on it as we speak.
Okay.
But it will take a little more time. So I'm afraid that I won't complete that by today, but I will try and finish it well, certainly as quickly as possible and by early next week. And I'm afraid I can't really take that much further.
That's okay. I understand, and it's you really, I commend you because you really did a very complete and detailed document. And I'm sure that you will refresh.
Michael joining.
Hi, Michael.
Hi, sorry guys for being late.
Good morning. We were just reviewing, Michael, all the subtasks. Sorry, Victoria, for interrupting you. Just a brief update to Michael. SS did send a document, a compiled document with his subtask draft proposal for recommendations. Chuck commented on them, so you are able to review them and comment it perhaps by Monday. That could be great. Now, Victoria is telling us her progress with her document. She received comments from many of the working team members, and she's working on it. That's what her telling us in this moment. Victoria, please, go ahead, and sorry for interrupting you.
Well, I really completed my little
no,
report
yes, you
on
did.
Progress.
I'm sorry. You're incorporating the comments.
That's right. I do, as I said in my text last night, my email last night, I do think that while some of the comments are very self-explanatory, I also think it would be extremely helpful for the subtask including anyone from the wider working team to have a call and discuss the various issues, because it's all very well to get sort of written comments, but I think that we'll be able to maximise the benefit of our work if we really truly understand, you know, where people are coming from, what are their particular issues, and often when people are working to tight timeframes to come back with written comments, you know, it's not necessarily that you get to the bottom of their real concerns. And having come all this way and done all this work, I think myself that it would be a real shame not to try and, you know, come up with the best possible product that we can. And I think that will come from having some further discussion, you know, at least one call where we actually talk through the issues where people have had, you know, raised particular questions and what have you, because it may well be that we'll find you know, other solutions, and you know, that's when all the creative thinking, I think, takes place. So I would like to try and have that call next week once we've had a chance to circulate the amendment. And I apologise again that I'm, in a way, delaying the work, but as I say, I have other commitments, so I am getting to it as quickly as possible. I am working on it all day today, so, you know, there we are.
Victoria, let me ask you a question. When could we... you're proposing to make a call, which I think it's a great idea. My only concern is the timing, and I totally agree with you that we have to use this space for discussing and gathering all the views. In relation with the timing, if we should have our draft document by Thursday, hopefully, when, and the call would be to review your new draft that has incorporated all the comments. Am I right?
I mean, yes. I mean, and to discuss the comments that have come in to date. I mean, but, you know, what I'm doing really is adding, you know, trying to reflect everybody's views. And I think that that process would be improved if we have the discussion. I mean, to be honest, I think we could have the discussion before we complete the report.
Okay.
So we could have, for example, on Monday. And then, A, the comments that have come in, we can talk to them. And, you know, whatever comes out on the call can go into the report, which could then be circulated. That would work for me just as well as doing it the other way around. I am conscious of the time, but I don't think we should be so driven by time at the expense, you know, so that we've sort of done a half job at this late stage, you know, at this late stage. And you know, at the end of the day, as we know just from being on other working groups, things really, you know, you just really end up with a much better product than the, if you really have tried to incorporate everybody's issues.
So, Victoria, if it's Michael, if I'm trying to understand this, you just basically want to do a walkthrough with the larger group of the comments to make sure that people, effectively the people putting the comments in, that their issues or their concerns are addressed in edits.
Yes, I suppose so, but also to be sure that we really, I was just saying, you know, people often have to make these written comments in haste. And it's important sometimes to, you know, once you start talking, I think you sometimes understand the values behind, the real concerns perhaps behind the comment. And I'm just concerned that we do understand those, particularly with the areas that are most controversial.
Okay. I think that's wise, and it's probably the fastest way for you to move ahead. I also agree with what you're saying, that there's no point in getting something that's half completed out. It's I'd rather push for more time if we need to, but I do think the way you're suggesting we approach is probably as fast as you could possibly achieve it.
Great. Are there other thoughts about that? Olga, do you have a thought about perhaps having a call on...
Yes, I totally agree with you and Michael that we should try to achieve a very nice document. We just had this idea, which, if you recall the two or three calls before, I was not totally convinced that we had this time to prepare this document. But then the group wanted to do it, and that's fine. And I think it was a great idea, and we have been moving towards that direction. So it's like, as I see it, it's two different views. You're totally right. We should achieve a good document and a good outcome. Or we try to get something perhaps simpler by and explaining that we are still doing our job and trying to achieve our goal for Thursday. But that's something up to the group. I don't have a special inclination for one or the other one. What I do know is that the working team has done a really very significant effort in achieving this goal of trying to address a draft document by Thursday. So just this is my comment. If we can make it fine, if we think it's not enough and the document needs more revision, then we don't do it by Thursday and we do it at the timing that we need for achieving it. But that's only what I'm saying, that the effort has been done. Maybe it's a first step to achieve something better, not this next week, but in the near future. I don't know if you follow me. So if you think it's Monday, a good timing for a call, I'm fine with it. I can participate.
Well, I mean, I'll just jump in there. I mean, I have to say, you know, just to touch on what you were saying, Olga, I have to say my own view is that I think we should complete our work properly rather than rush it and just get something up. I mean, there will still be a GNSO council. You know, its membership may have changed or what have you, but I am not myself. I would be concerned to half do our work now, having come this far. So my preference is not to, you know, let's see where we get to, but I don't think the work should suffer for time constraints.
Any other thoughts?
Hey, Olga, it's Krista.
Krista?
So I, like you, sort of was a little leery from the beginning of trying to accomplish this too quickly.
Okay.
And my preference all along has been to do a thorough job rather than getting it done quickly by a certain date. So, of course, I also agreed with Chuck's statement where I don't ever want to discourage a group from getting something done. I just felt like if my personal schedule made it difficult to meet the deadline, and that even if it didn't make it, even if I didn't have those challenges as a group to come to a consensus on such a, you know, wide topic in a couple weeks is going to be pretty challenging. So I vote for getting it done right and rather than quickly, if that's
okay.
What the group wants. I'm going to do whatever I can to help the group, but I think that that's the better path.
Thank you, Krista. Any other comments, Michael?
No, I think I agree with all of what's been said. Sounds like we're aligned here, so.
Okay. Any thoughts on how... One thing that I recall from when we did decide to do this, which is, I insist I was not totally convinced that we were going to achieve, but I think it has been a great exercise anyway. One idea that I got from that call is that perhaps we could make a brief bunch of, like, high recommendation lines. Not the whole document, not our final and detailed outcome.
I'm not in favor of, like, truncating or trying to, like, put half of our work forward. I don't think that will work. If you can come up with a really good suggestion of how to do that, I mean, I'm happy to look at it, Olga, if you think there's a way through it. But I have to say I'm very skeptical about that. And I'm concerned that they won't really, some won't stand up without the others and without the justification and without the consensus building that needs to go on. And also there's the danger that the rest of the work will never flow through, you know. And I'm happy to look at a proposal if you see some path through there.
Well, Victoria, it's Michael speaking. I think maybe there's a Olga, and I'm getting the sense what you're thinking of, but for internal use, really, to generate conversation for ourselves, because it seems to me that, framework or draft documents or even, something done in point form to start with for us to examine and debate and understand where the recommendations might be going before somebody commits too much work. For example, Victoria, your document was an incredible amount of work and very well put together, but perhaps it would have ultimately saved you a bit of work if what you had done is taken those recommendations and the reasonings and just done a very simple draft point form, recommendation justifications in a shorter form and gotten some initial feedback, because if one of them, seems to be going sideways as far as the group is concerned, it's better you have that feedback before you invest your time and effort in writing up too much of the justification. Do you know what I mean?
Well, I hear you, but, I mean, the reason I did it, I have to be honest, is because we spent 6 months arguing about whether we were allowed to do any of this, whether or not we were really going to be adding, was permissible to add to the board governance committee.
What you're
so
saying.
I really felt
I
had.
I think it's because it's hard for us sometimes to communicate verbally. To be honest, I mean, I think if you had taken, when I saw your document, frankly, I understood. English is a first language for me, and French is my second, but. I'm guessing English is your first language as well,
mm-hmm.
And until I saw your thoughts written out like that, I wasn't getting a lot of your points to that degree. I have a better understanding, I feel like a thorough understanding now of where you're coming from, but I think I would have had that even if you had done it in a simpler form.
Right.
I think the written word is much easier to grasp in some cases, and then you can build some conversation around that. I guess I'm suggesting for some people that are struggling to make progress that, it's okay to start out with, a simple recommendation and some general point form notes on the justification, I think that'll won't hurt the conversation. Ultimately, it may not end up saving time, but I don't think I think it runs a good chance of saving a bit of time.
Well, I'll take that, and you know, I take your comments and your feedback, you know, on board, and it's really interesting, and you know, it's helpful to hear. So, and you know, while trying to turn this thing around, I will focus on that in that direction. Yeah, helpful. Thank you.
So, sorry to interrupt. Claudio's joined the call. Thank you.
Hi, Claudio.
Hi.
Good morning, Claudio. Just to brief you what we're discussing. We are talking about the progress that we have made so far, and we're exchanging ideas of if we're going to achieve the goal of having a draft document with our recommendations for the OSC next Thursday, which is the due date for then starting the process to for it to get to the board on time for
right.
the meeting, or if we are going to perhaps spend more time and do our work with more detail and with more time for reflection and exchange of ideas. And we were discussing right now that perhaps you have some ideas about it, and you have participated in commenting Victoria's document, and you have sent other comments to Julie's and Chuck's document. So or perhaps you can jump in the conversation later. And Victoria and Michael and myself, we were just exchanging some thoughts about it, and also Krista, she's on the call.
Sure.
okay. Maybe we could decide how to move forward and see if we are not going to achieve the goal for Thursday because we think it's not worth to do a shorter or simpler job and then go to the more complete outcome, then we just don't do it. I don't know. We should just make perhaps some decision in this call, or maybe we can exchange some thoughts in the list with other members of the working team. Any thoughts? Claude, do you have any idea if we are... Are you in favor or... It's just to have your thoughts about it,
right.
of working in a document for next Thursday, or just give us some more time for reflecting and exchanging more ideas and understanding the comments that each of us has made through the different sub-working teams documents.
I mean, I'm okay with giving us more time. I think we have recently made a good deal of progress. So I think we should. I don't think we should rush the process.
Okay.
Do we feel there's a significant downside of I guess it would just basically be most of this was revolving around the September 30 board meeting. That was sort of.
Well, that's the idea. I must be honest, and I said this in the call a few minutes ago. When we decided to rush and prepare this draft document, I was not totally convinced that we could make it. But
yeah.
The group just said that we wanted, and that's fine. And I think we made a great progress. But I have the feeling from this call that we need more time, and we shouldn't rush towards next Thursday, which should be our deadline for having a draft document to be presented to the OSC. So... Are we deciding this?
Yeah, I agree with that. I don't think we should rush either.
Michael?
I agree.
Krista?
I agree.
Okay, and Victoria?
I agree.
Okay, so it's unanimously. Okay, great. So, Victoria, I would say that maybe we don't need to have a call on Monday. Maybe we could stick to the calls on Fridays.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I don't know if you want to go back to the every 2 weeks conference calls, or we keep the weekly conference calls. How do you feel about it? Any comments? I myself will be available next week, but the other week, the week of the 14th of September, I will be traveling to Geneva, so I won't be available for that call on that Friday, which is the 18th. But for the rest of the time, I'm available. Should we keep the weekly conference call? You think it's a good? I think it demands more time, but I think that the rhythm of the group has been totally different.
I think it tends to move things along. Perhaps what we should do is weekly calls, but just be prepared to run them for 30 minutes if necessary. Shoot for 30 minutes, knowing that we might go over, but book an hour.
Okay. Any other comments?
My suggestion, Olga, is that we meet next Friday. And since 14th you are not available or after that, so after that it becomes a bi-weekly. Yeah, that's once in 2 weeks.
That's a good idea. SS, my apologies. I didn't ask you if you agree. I'm so sorry.
It's okay. I was hearing.
If you agree of delaying our process or you have any comments about it.
No, I can agree, but it has to be given reach to... I mean, council early, to board early, then how it meets. So I actually appreciated your suggestion, that one, which I think Michael and Victoria, if I'm right, both of them supported, that whatever it is ready to now or within this next few days, that is sent. And the OSC then board works on that. In the meantime, whatever improvement could be done, that can go as an additional item.
Okay.
I will prefer more of that.
And then my apologies again. I'm so sorry.
We are not out of the timetable.
Okay. So, Victoria.
Hello. I'm sorry, Olga. This is Julie. Yes. I've just joined.
Julie, how are you?
Fine. And Chuck will be joining as well.
Great. Oh, great. Victoria, could you give us, not thinking about next Monday having a call, perhaps we could have a draft document, having in mind that we could do our next call on next Friday. Perhaps we could have your document during the week for revision, and maybe we can discuss it on the call next Friday?
Yes, definitely. I definitely work towards that.
Okay.
That should be doable.
The rest of the group thinks this is a fair idea? Reviewing the document during the weekend and maybe exchanging some thoughts with Victoria on Friday. Any comments?
Yeah, I think it's a good idea, Olga.
Okay.
Olga, I have probably a 50-50 chance of making the call on Friday, but I can certainly look at the documents during the week.
Great, and you can send your comments.
I'll be tripping across Wales on Friday, so...
Okay.
If I can get a signal from where I'm hiking and everything's fine, I'll dial in.
Oh, great. Krista, one question. When do you think that you could share with us your draft document?
Yeah, so a couple things I was going to comment. I have a draft of the draft,
yeah,
which is not quite ready for presentation, but I am. My intention is to work on that this weekend, finalize, you know, at least have a draft that I can send out to the group over the weekend, and then I'd also like to be able to review all the other documents that have been written and provide comments on those as well. So I don't know if everyone on the call is aware, but it's a long weekend here in the States. We have a holiday on Monday. So, you know, I intend to have something out to the group, both on my subtask 1.3 as well as comments on all the other documents that have been written by, you know, Monday evening, no later than.
Right.
By the way, Chuck joined.
Hi, Chuck, good morning. How are you?
I'm good.
Chuck, just to update you about what we have been discussing in the call, there's a concern in the group of that we are rushing towards finishing the draft document for Thursday and that maybe we are not getting a good outcome and we are not having enough time for discussing and exchanging ideas in a proper way. So we have decided to work towards next Thursday having a draft document to be sent to the OSC instead of going in more detail with more time trying to achieve a better outcome. I would like to ask you if you think this is this is a good idea. Most of the people, all of us in the call, thought that that's fine. And I personally, when we decided to rush, I thought that it could be difficult. But anyway, as the group wanted, I agreed. And maybe you have any comments about this?
Well, Olga, as you recall, my position was pretty much like yours. I thought it was really aggressive and might be hard to achieve what we were trying to accomplish, but I was willing to work with others to try and do it because, I mean, if we can do it quicker, that's nice, but certainly we don't want to compromise on quality to do that. And so I think I'm on board with the rest of you.
Great. So we thought about, we also discussed about having our conference call every Friday or bi-weekly, and what we have exchanged or we have decided is have a call next Friday and then perhaps stick to the bi-weekly usual agenda. My feeling is that these weekly calls have been putting more dynamic in the group, and also this exercise of trying to achieve a draft document by next Thursday helped somehow to us to achieve some at least some draft documents, which I think it has been a good exercise. Do you have any comments, any ideas about this next week and then bi-weekly scheduling?
Sounds okay to me. Has Julie joined as well?
Yes, she's in the call now.
Good. Yeah, she and I were on the same previous call, so that's why I asked, and so she jumped on before I did.
Yeah,
so,
I got on before you. Sorry, Chuck.
Yeah, no, that's okay. I needed just a quick biological break because I had been in another meeting just before that one. So that should be fine, Olga.
Okay. Any comments so far? Great. So I propose the following. SS has already sent a draft document that has been commented by Chuck and by myself. So the rest of the working team, please look at it, make your comments, having in mind that now we have more time and we can be more detailed and go in deeper thought to it. And then Victoria will share hers, including all, of course, she already prepared her document, but we have been sending comments, Chuck, myself, Claudio, I think Tony and some others. I don't remember right now everyone. So she has a lot of work to do to try to incorporate all these comments. She has prepared a very detailed and long document, and she will be sharing this new version during the week. Also, Krista will share her draft document of her subtask during the next week. So hopefully by next Friday we could review these draft versions, although we can also exchange some ideas in the email list during the week. Do you think that's a good plan for next week? Okay, here are no comments. I think it's okay. Julie, one question I would like to ask you. If I remember that Claudio made some comments and some suggestions to your document. I don't remember if we have a new version or if I cannot recall right now. Maybe I'm wrong and you send it, but I don't remember seeing it. If it's possible to include this document, I would like to get some feedback from you because I've lost track of that.
Yeah, Olga, this is Julie. Thanks so much for asking. No, you did not miss a revised document. I have not revised the document. The reason is that I've needed to take some time to circulate this idea among ICANN staff because it does have potentially quite an impact on ICANN's processes. Just to remind all of you, what Claudio had suggested was we had not originally in the recommendations included option 8 from the table, which said provide grant/funding four constituencies to provide their own support. And Claudio suggested as a recommendation, which he said he believes is a common practice for companies, is that the ICANN finance department assist staff in the amount of staff time required for a particular task and come up with a commensurate figure for outsourcing that task. And the reason for my delay in incorporating that language is I'm not, in my initial conversations with staff, it's not entirely clear whether or not that's something that is actually administratively feasible, because we're not sure how we would go about, there's some difficulties with, you know, trying to estimate every time there's a, you know, a particular task, you know, coming up with an estimate. And if we tried to come up with, say, sort of a rate sheet in a way, that too would probably fluctuate depending on, you know, where is the request being outsourced to, you know, where is the work being done, you know, where is, you know, what stakeholder group or constituency is making the request. I mean, there are a number of variables. I mean, these were some thoughts as we were just kind of brainstorming on how we could approach this. So I was really hoping to be able to discuss this a little bit within this team, because I'm not really quite sure how we're going to be able to proceed with it.
Well, Julie, I wonder if instead, I certainly appreciate the complexity of cost estimates on a task-by-task basis and the fact that there'd be a lot of variance there. But I suspect that that ultimately in the budget there will be an overall budget for website support, and if a portion of that by constituency or stakeholder group could just be, you know, some sort of a estimate could be made, and assuming that it fit within the budget constraints, that you just say, okay, any constituencies that do not want to have ICANN, you know, manage their website, host their website, et cetera, here's an allocation that would be provided for website hosting. Here's an allocation that would be provided for other website support. And then just leave it at that and not try to make it so dynamic. And it could be on an annual basis, you know. I don't know if that works or not, but you asked for a discussion. I'm just throwing that out.
Yeah, this is Claudio. That's pretty much what I had in mind, sort of a stipend for a particular, sort of just the staff estimate of what something might cost, and then sort of leave it up to the stakeholder group or constituency to use that money for that task.
Olga, this is Rob, if I can be in the queue too.
Sure, Rob, go ahead.
Great, thanks. Those two comments, guys, are very helpful. I haven't talked with Julie in great detail about this, but I think one of my initial impressions was more, gee, estimate how much staff time it takes to manage a PDP or something like that. If you guys are talking about much more general type things like website management or things that can be contracted out, that's probably much more doable than what I think Denise has tried a couple times in the past, which is to say, okay, how long, Marika, does it take you to do an issues report, which may vary tremendously from an IRTP discussion to a restructuring issue or something like that. So that's very helpful, guys, to help us clarify. You're talking about more administrative costs as opposed to, professional fees or something like that. And am I correct in thinking that?
Yeah, I think so, and I'll let Claudio, you know, speak for himself on that. But I think as soon as you try to get down to too granular a level, it will become too cumbersome and probably will not be a good use of time. So to the extent that it can be done at a higher level, and as long as it's up front so that constituencies and stakeholder groups know in advance, here is the stipend that would be allowed for web hosting if you don't want us to do it for you. Here is a stipend for other web services. if you don't want that, and any other categories we have, the constituency and stakeholder group then can then make a decision which way they want to go, and it's black and white in terms of how many financial resources they would be able to get if they decide to do it themselves. It would be clear. Now, it's not as if either that has to, you know, be fixed indefinitely. We could start out with a level, and if over time we see that we didn't estimate that very well, there's no reason why adjustments couldn't be made in the stipend level up or down in the future either.
This is Julie. I just had a question because the way it reads in the this item reads in the original survey, it says, you know, provide grants / funding for constituencies to provide their own support. It just says support, which is, I guess that was sort of what, you know, made me concerned initially, because that could mean, as Rob mentioned, sort of any support for anything. It could be, you know, PDP process or something. But if we are talking about something that's more easily defined, more finite, like web hosting, that sort of thing, then I agree. I think that's much more manageable.
Okay. Thank you all for your thoughts. So,
Claudio, did what I say make sense to you?
It did.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, thanks.
So this is Julie. I'll go ahead and rework some language. And
okay.
Chuck, I'll send that to you first and Rob also to look at, and then we can circulate that to the team.
Great. Thank you very much. Okay. Any other comments? Any other thoughts? So I think we have a plan to do for next Friday. We have to exchange our draft documents and have the chance to read them. And I'll send some comments just when we finish our call. So we have a plan for next Friday. And if we don't have more comments, I want to thank all of you for the hard work. I think it was a nice, interesting exercise. I enjoyed it somehow. And let's talk next Friday, and let's keep in touch on the list, and have a nice weekend.
Olga, just one thing, and we don't need to slow down what we're doing right now, so that's not the intent of my comment, but one of the things we need to be thinking about is as we move down the path here, is how we ultimately bring all of these separate work efforts and documents together into a coherent, fairly consistent format and thing like that. So I only throw that out now so that we're kind of thinking about that. Please don't, you know, get hung up on that at this point in time. I think the progress we're making is very good. But we should be thinking about how we can integrate all of these subtask efforts into one unified effort from the group.
So. Totally agree. I have been trying to bring this to our agenda for some weeks before. But I think we are getting there, and I totally agree with you, Chuck, and perhaps next Friday we can, if we have this part, draft parts, we can start thinking about how to prepare our one document, the format, and who and how are we going to draft it. Thank you for your comment. Any other thoughts? Okay. We're done. Have a nice weekend.
Thanks, Olga.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.